Good morning, SCC. Oh my gosh, what a wild weekend. What? Come on in. The SCC's back, baby. We've got so much action for you today. We're going to do recap some of the games. We're going to talk about some of the fights in the stands, fights on the field, why Billy Napier needs four more years. That much, much more on this episode of SCC Hangover. Come on in. The water's fine. Come on in. Pile on in here. We got so much to get to today. But before we do, let me remind you, who keeps the lights on? My bookie. Promo code SCC right now. You're like, hey, I want to get on my bookie, but I'm afraid. I don't know exactly what I'm doing. It doesn't really matter. Why? Because they got a risk-free bet going on right now. That's right. If you set up with promo code SCC, your first bet is risk-free. What does that mean? Up to $500. You place a bet on Team A, Team B. If that bet wins, you win money. If that bet loses, you get your money back. Come on now. You can't beat that. You also can't beat going down here to Tennessee Legend Distillery. Oh, my gosh. This got me through the weekend. This is a new one for me. This is the second bottle we've gotten right here, the peanut butter cup. Fantastic. Crowd pleaser is what that is. Swing by any of the Sevierville locations, Nashville locations. Tell them the cousin sent you. Not only are you going to get a discount, but you're also going to get a gift. Take a picture. Send it to us. DM me, and we will include you on next week's Tennessee Legend on the show. Now, if you're out of state, simply go to your package store and tell them you need this on the shelf. You want to help the cousins? Help the cousins. Happy sponsors are happy. Create happy cousins. That's a new saying, right? Let's get into it. We got some wild damn action, right? What a freaking weekend this was. So much great football. SEC completely dominated, except for one team.
Trip. Who's in?
No. Not you, Shane.
Oh, Florida Gators, we thought you were back. What the hell happened? What was that? That was just embarrassing. I honestly feel bad for Gator fans because they've wasted half a decade with this guy. And what are we going to do? We're in a spot, right? Do we got to keep him? I mean, obviously the buyout, I've seen all the pictures of the buyouts. I'm sure they can come up with the money. I am kind of curious, you know, Strickland, it always felt like the AD and Billy were tied. And that's why this thing was always going to be where it is. But I don't know, man. I feel like you got a little separation there. Now that you're good at basketball, I think it may be time to part ways with old Billy boy. But that reminds me, we got to bring up this weekend studs. And duds. The duds, gotta go. I mean, pick anybody on the Florida Gators staff, pick anybody on this team. But I felt like the biggest dud of the weekend had to go to none other defensive lineman, Brendan Bett. I mean, you're one drive. I mean, you're up, right? You're up a score. It's the last drive. I felt like this was a small sample size of what's exactly happening behind the scenes. No discipline on this football team. So this week's dud goes to Brendan Bett.
Gets him to the face and then spits. Oh, right. Just spit on.
Jeez Louise. And I feel like that's the biggest problem with Florida Gators right now is just discipline. We got penalties. We got terrible time clock management. It's everything. But it's every year we're going into year five and we're still like, we're not getting better. And you know that old saying, what is it? The definition of insanity, I think is what it is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results. I feel like that is where we're at with the Florida Gators, but we'll get to them here in a second. I want to talk about the stud of the weekend, This is Carter Ayray. Little backstory. So what was going on here is at one of the breaks at the Mizzou, Kansas game, they had this individual that got selected to come out and kick a 45-yard field goal. If he makes it, he makes $25,000. Carter decides to take his shirt off, says FKU on his chest, and instead of kicking the field goal, he kicks the football toward the Kansas sideline. That's the kind of rivalry, that's the kind of hero that deserves this week's stud award. Do you see his handle too? Where's my leg? Yes, he is an amputee, and you be sure to follow him on Twitter. He found out the day before the game that he won an Instagram giveaway run by one of the game sponsors, which meant he had a chance during a timeout to kick a field goal if he made it for $25,000. Ayray asked the contest organizers the logical follow-up question, how long would the field goal be? 45 yards, they told him. I was like, oh my God, no chance. He says, I came back, my wife, I'm going to kick it directly at the Kansas bench. But don't worry, they got a GoFundMe out there right now. As of yesterday, it was up to $4,000 of $25,000 goal for this true Mizzou legend. Oh my gosh, do we got it? No, we got it. Let's jump around here. We got, I think the biggest news, obviously, we got some big wins. I'm here at boots on the ground at Mississippi State. I thought that was a massive, massive win for those guys. And one of the things that not only did you pull off the upset, but I feel like you've got a little life, man. I've never listened to the cowbells ring so damn loud than it did this weekend. Mississippi State is back, baby. Absolutely love it. The Pirate would be happy. This was such a great game, and I apologize to a lot of Mississippi State fans after this one. I was out on shape, and I didn't think he was a good quarterback. Not so fast, my friend. Totally redeemed himself. Wonderful, wonderful outing. Now, not so wonderful outing down there in the swamp. That's why we're all here. Let's give Billy time, right? If you're not in Florida, everybody's fine with being patient, right? Another year. Let's give him another year. Let's give him another 2 years. You know what? 4 years from now, Florida's going to be exactly where they need to be. And that's not losing to USF. Oh, my gosh. These guys. This is the guys that beat your football team, for crying out loud. Jeez Louise. And, oh, does it get easier? Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. We got on the road to LSU, on the road to Miami, Texas, A&M, all ranked. Now Mississippi State looks good. Georgia is going to kick your ass probably. This is a game you had to win. There was no doubt in my mind. I mean, you ask anybody. I told you. I tried to tell you. Everybody got sucked into those games last year saying, hey, Florida's back. The top 25? Come on. Vegas is out here telling you you're going to win six games. And everybody's like, you know what? Don't even look at that. Florida's going to be just fine. Oh, you know he's not fine. This guy, Gators 24-15, says, my wife got deported 2 months ago, and I'm more upset with Billy than us. Oh, man, the Florida fans are going through it. My gosh, I feel bad for him. Billy comes up after the game. He says, give me time.
Okay, not good enough, and it's my responsibility. You know, I think when you evaluate the game, the red zone missed opportunities caught up with us, and we let them hang around. And certainly the penalties contributed to the game. I think we had over 100 yards in penalties. It extended their drives, and it slowed down our drives. You add in the bad snap for the safety, and then you lose the explosive play battle, and you lose the turnover margin. You don't deserve the right to win. And he had seven possessions in the second half and punted six times and ultimately let them hang around, and they kick a field goal there. They take it down the field and kick a field goal to win us. So I want to keep it short and sweet. You know, I think that we can do much better. We can coach better. We can play better. Obviously, I don't like these as any more than our fans do or you do. And we have to do much better. And I think that we have a group that will respond. And tomorrow we'll present that opportunity. So I think that that sums up the game. And I know you got questions. So what are they?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I want to give a shout-out. Cousin JR, gifting memberships, the legend. Let's see if I can find it here. Matthew Taylor, welcome to the family, courtesy of Cousin JR, and not to be outdone with my buddy Buttered Sausage. Coming in, gifting a membership to Ben Elliott. Ben, welcome to the family, courtesy of Buttered Sausage. My gosh, did we have... I mean, what do you say with that, right? I mean, Billy Napier. This is... I mean, when they kept showing him on the sideline, you just knew. I just knew it was... I just knew what was going on in his head. Like, how the hell am I going to talk my way out of this one? Talking's over. And, you know, when you're looking at this daunting schedule now, because, I mean, honestly, we knew Florida had a tough schedule coming into this thing, but when you can't get over South Florida, you paid this team. You paid this team $500,000 to come over here and kick your ass in the swamp. And you're like, well, what if we win out? What if I get them regrouped and we come out here and we beat LSU or we beat Miami, we beat Texas, we beat Georgia? Are you listening to what you're saying? That's my problem. Do you fire him? I don't think so. I think you gotta let this. I mean, it is what it is. You're gonna have to let it play out a little bit. But there's some interesting bye weeks. I think after this LSU-Miami game could be a move. Hell, you may keep them until Georgia and then maybe give somebody a chance to get a little momentum at that Kentucky matchup. You know, I feel like dead men walking down there in Gainesville. But we're not just going to talk Florida here. I mean, Florida got ripped a new one all weekend long. In fact, my favorite, probably the best video to come out of here is – let's ask the fans what they think of Billy.
Fire Billy! Fire Billy! Fire Billy! Fire!
Kalen DeBoer is watching this and said, thank God it's not me, because last week they caught a fan out there in the news trying to get that $1 billion lottery ticket. What are you going to do with it, honey?
I tell you exactly what I'd do with the first $70 million. I'd pay off Kalen DeBoer and get him the heck out of the University of Alabama, and then I'd take whatever else it took to get rid of the AD. So I'd give him a church money. I don't know how much of what I'd have, you know, after I paid my taxes, but I'm sure I'd have plenty with this kind of deal, but I know I'm not going to win. I just hope I win some scratch-offs. I just do it for the fun.
Oh, don't worry, Mama. Alabama bounced back, big win, 73 over Louisiana, nobody, zero. They looked good, right? Ties back, defense is back. I will say there was literally no mistake. I mean, there was a couple, but nothing crazy here. I have a little reserve for Alabama. I really thought that this was going to be a game that we'd have 35-13 or something crazy like that. No, this was absolute dominance. It was good to see the Tide back. We'll see how long it stands. This wasn't the only cupcake game. LSU had one, had a scare, 23-7 against the other Louisiana team. One of my favorite posts in this game was this gentleman right here, Kent Broussard, 66-year-old freshman. He's now a LSU band member, which is awesome. My favorite comment was, cheaper than buying season tickets. Oh, we laugh, but who doesn't laugh? Coach Kelly's pissed off. This is not the standards around this campus anymore.
Yeah, you know, look, we we're happy with the win. We're not happy with the production across the board. We got to coach better. That's the bottom line. And tonight we didn't coach well enough. We got out-coached in a lot of areas. Hats off to Coach Cumbie and his staff at La Tech. They did a great job tonight. You got to run the football. We didn't run the football effectively tonight, and it made it difficult for us. We didn't make great decisions. Players got to make plays. Coaches got to coach better. You can tell by my voice I'm not happy with the performance, but it's a win. So you always have to, measure this by, the outcome in this instance was what we wanted. It's certainly not the way we wanted to get there. So we got a lot of work to do, and we'll get back to work on Monday and work to get better.
That's what I like to hear. I like to hear these coaches fired up. Another fired up coach, some Tennessee Vols, absolutely destroyed ETSU. But my favorite part of this is when they're up 40-something points at half. Damn, Josh Heupel ain't happy.
Man, I'm going to be honest. I thought we were really sloppy at times. There's a lot that we need to clean up.
That's what I want. That's what I want my coach saying. Changing the standard around here. Oh, real fight. You know who else got in a fight? A lot of fights. Oklahoma. We had the quarterback fighting on the side. Michigan quarterback fighting on the sideline. We had fights in the stands. This one here, this guy goes from one chokehold to another. Oh my gosh, that's what I'm here for, the fights. Oklahoma getting a huge win against Michigan. A lot of doubters out there, a lot of folks saying this couldn't have happened. But I felt like this was a big game, not just for Oklahoma and fans, but also for the Southeastern Conference, because like I was telling you earlier in the season, I feel like we're using some of these early matchups as temperature gauges to where we're at the end of the year. So when we're trying, because there's going to be, I'm watching all 16 teams, 15 maybe, and they're fighting like hell. They look great. And I feel like when these collide, we're going to have some upsets. We're going to have some, I don't think we'll have an undefeated team in the Southeast. I'd be surprised if we had, one loss team. We're going to have some 9-3 teams that are going to be trying to get in the playoffs, and they're going to look back at this one and say, well, I mean, Michigan's only lost two games, but Oklahoma beat them. So I feel like this was a big one for the conference. But it was huge for the fans, right? It was absolutely awesome for the fans. One of my favorite videos. Eddie videoed this one, asked him if it was okay if I included it. He said yes. But Jared Poch's game was probably just kind of sums up how they feel in that locker room right now.
With the way that John played, I assume he's going to need an extra long ice bath tonight.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. He took quite a few hits today and got banged up. I was kind of giving him some shit. Saying that he took a lot of crazy hits and everything. So he's definitely going to need to spend some time in that recovery room.
Oh, I love it. Let's have some quick hitters here. Texas A&M, what did I think? I feel like they're all the way back. Talking about being two-dimensional. They got the running game going finally. The defense looked elite. And I will say this, unlike other cupcake games, these two are actually pretty good teams, in my opinion, UTSA and Utah State. Now, they're not going to be hoisting a national championship trophy at the end of the year, but I felt like this was two good tune-up games for this huge one that's happening this week against Notre Dame. Vanderbilt, I apologized yesterday's show. I was wrong. Pavia's back. Vandy's back. They look better than ever. They go on the road. They kick Virginia Tech's ass. This is a scary, scary football team. Scary game was this one right here. I feel bad for anybody that had to participate in this thing. Ole Miss will be all right. I felt like Austin Simmons got a little banged up in this game, but honestly, I feel like the ceiling is – I don't know what the ceiling is for this kid. If he gets it completely dialed in, they will be fine. Kentucky, fantastic defense. I felt bad for the fans that made it out to this game. They just had no life on the offensive side of the football here. But back Virginia, I thought this one should have been – they should be a top 25 team. They're not. Arkansas, Taylen Green had another 1,000 yards in this one. Impressive performance. It's always nice when Butch Jones gets his ass kicked. Texas is back, baby. Kind of, you know. I'll be honest with you. I was a little – we did a live show on this one, and there was some plays. I don't know if Arch Manning's hurt or not, but it's just chemistry. It's just they're not – they're not all in on the same page yet. When they do, this offense will be firing off. But the defense, elite, absolutely elite. Auburn, it was nice to see a little life out there on the football field. We got to even see a backup quarterback, the Deuce. We wanted to see him. Hey, they were clearly working some stuff out with this Auburn game. I felt this was more of getting Jackson on, you know, because listen, if Auburn's back, if Auburn's really going to make some noise, they got to be humming by the time they get to the conference play. And I felt like that's kind of what this was a glorified scrimmage. Oh my gosh. I felt bad for folks that had to go watch this. I mean, obviously there was the rain delay, but this is classic Kirby Smart, right? This is, isn't it? Let's just barely squeak by Austin Peay before we go to on the road to Knoxville where they just hung 70 points on somebody. I don't know. I know you guys are calling for Mike Bobo's head and probably deserves it, but I don't know. I'm trying not to get too excited as a Tennessee fan. There's part of me is like, man, we go get him, but then. How many times have I said that about that in Georgia Bulldogs? South Carolina did trail in this game. Another rain delay. Very yucky. This was actually a terrible, terrible offensive performance. I hope Lenore Sellers voters were not watching this game. That one was absolutely, absolutely bad. Real quick, speaking of bad, pizza review. This was the pizza of the weekend. Craven went with the Smokehouse Pizza. I thought this would be good. Picture looked good. Came out looking good. I'm going to be honest with you. Even though the cost is fantastic, the toppings were terrible. I gave it a 1.4. Crust, 0.8. Probably the lowest, hopefully the lowest I'll ever experience. It was glorified cardboard. Flavor, 2.3. They did throw a barbecue sauce on this one, which they definitely needed to zest it up. So the final score, 13.5 out of 40. So if you see this on your shelves, do not get it. It is absolute trash. If you got a pizza recommendation, send it to me. I am all on the frozen pizza train right now. Last but not least, let's talk Mizzou. My favorite little boys over here, boys and girls in Mizzou. We got fans calling in. I posted on here, what did you think about the game? And Mizzou fans were the only ones that reached out. So if you ever have a comment or a question or anything like that, if you look in the notes, there's a link. Just click on it, leave a voicemail. Who knows? You may be the topic of next show. So feel free. And what's nice about when you click on it, it lets you record it. If you don't like it, you can delete it. You can redo it. You can get it till it's right. But a lot of Mizzou fans happy about the game this weekend. So let's get to Cousin Matt.
Hey, Shane, I got to talk to you about Mizzou. Man, I am really starting to buy in here. I feel like Bo came out, showed up in a big way. Offense looked phenomenal. I think if we can tighten up that offensive line, play a little bit better defense, you're looking at a playoff team, baby. What do you think?
Come on, baby. Whooping up on Kansas. I will say this. There were moments in this game that I think a lot of SEC teams would have folded up. But Bo's the real deal. Bo is the real deal. Not especially on those important downs, third downs, fourth downs. Dude, there was some plays in here. I mean, it wasn't like I need 3 yards. It was I'm going to go 15 yards and I'm going to put it right on the sideline. It was I'm going to throw it to Coleman, and not only are we going to get the first, but we're going to score a touchdown, you know, finding your tight end finally. There were so many great moments in this football game. defense needs to clean up a little bit. I feel like, again, this is a classic. It's crazy. All that talent goes to the NFL. I really do feel like Mizzou's in a much better spot than they were this time last year. The running game, Hardy, Roberts, these guys, the dynamic duo here. One of my favorite comments here after the game, somebody said, if Drink loses to Kansas, he has to be fired. I would pull an all-month NIL funding if I was a whale. Unacceptable. Drink responded, guess we'll never know. You know who else will never know? Actually, we know. Gravy coming through with another call.
M-I-Z, baby. Gets me blood flowing, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, KU. F-U, M-I-Z. Love you, Shane.
Love you too, Gravy. I appreciate the call, and also appreciate the last one of the day going to Sean, talking a little Mizzou ball.
Hey, you guys. Sean checking in here from St. Louis, Missouri. The proud winners of the border war against Kansas, our actual rival. I hate to break it to Shelter Insurance, the fine sponsors of the battle line rivalry with Arkansas, but this fan base just simply doesn't think about Arkansas at all. We have been clamoring for this game for a long, long time, and it's felt so good to host it back at Faurot Field and take it to the team that we truly hate the most. Watching a man with only one leg pass up the opportunity to kick a ball for thousands of dollars, but rather kick it at our opponents is priceless. That's real hatred right there. We're just simply not doing that against Arkansas because we don't care about them. They're just simply not very good, and I would rather play Kansas 10 times out of 10. Very, very happy to be in the SEC, but man, there's nothing like an old, bitter, bitter rivalry. Thank you so much for everyone who tuned in and saw us take down our rival. It's a game that means so much to this fan base, but we've got more to prove, something to prove every week. Let's go. M-I-Z.
Z-O-U, baby. And this is, I will be honest with you, we're going to be going to the 9-game SEC schedule. And, you know, there's a few teams. I mean, you look at Georgia playing Georgia Tech, Kentucky playing Louisville, Florida State, South Carolina, Clemson. I feel like it could be in the cards. It should be in the cards for this game to be a permanent rival. I love it. I would embrace that like no other. I think that would be great. Same thing with Oklahoma playing Oklahoma State, a game that we're going to be getting away. So I don't know what's going to happen in this restructure, but how can you not say, I mean, SEC Media Day, SEC Network was down there. They got to experience this. It would be pretty damn cool to have that on an annual, because that was an annual treat, in my opinion. So, all right, before we jump off here, let's run through the supers. I appreciate all the cousins showing up this morning. Gamecock Vinny, do you think the play calling by OC Shula is only piss poor because he's saving the best for SEC play? O-line doesn't look great, but injuries and 2.5 weather delay didn't help. Ugly win, still a win. You know, that's a good question, Vinny. And I'm not panicking on South Carolina. And I was telling Mike this yesterday. I panicked after that game won last year. And clearly they have something. They have talent on both sides of the football here. Do I think they were calling back? Maybe a little bit. The weather delay did not help. I mean, you talk about a long football game, them and Georgia Bulldogs, and there was a lot of teams that had to go through this. So I feel like at the end of the day, win's a win. You're happy. We're moving on to the next one. Did you learn something from it? Did you get something out of it? I feel like there needs to be more growth in that video room this week. There needs to be more growth in that training room. I feel like that's kind of what this one was all about. So I'm not panicking. I was just happy there was no doubt in my mind South Carolina was going to win this one. And I told you, there's just this natural hangover. Me and Mike, we've discussed this at length. LSU did it. You know, you go to Clemson, you come back, you look shitty against Louisiana. These other ones, I'm looking at Mississippi State this week. Big win. Mizzou, big win. There's going to be a natural hangover, and it's tough. It's tough to get these kids back up for another game. I feel like this is classic looking ahead. So I'm not worried about South Carolina at all. Any other comments here? Let's see here. I'm scrolling down. Sorry I can't get to all of them. I wish we had an executive producer, but it's just me this morning. But, hey, you guys, wonderful weekend. We got another one. We got a lot of action today. Mike's going to be on at lunchtime. I'm going to be on Tex Ags at some point today. Smart Guy's going to be here this evening. So we got all kinds of content heading your way. I appreciate all the cousins showing up this morning. And just be safe. It's Monday. I know it sucks, right? This is a shitty Monday after you've had such a wonderful weekend. But hopefully I made your day a little bit easier. I will see you guys Tuesday. So see you Tuesday. Be safe out there. God bless. Go Vol.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.